It's time for Dodger Baseball.
The voice, the delivery, the welcoming stories are familiar in every part of this country.
Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant Monday afternoon to you, wherever you may be.
But before all that, Scully's radio career began in 1949, perhaps an unlikely beginning, at WTOP.
Well, I was shocked because it was actually the one station I was not going to send a letter to. And the lady who was typing up all my letters, I said, well, WTOP, no, that's 50,000 watts. And she said, well, it'll only cost you another 3-cent stamp. So that'll tell you how long ago it was. And that was the station that said we don't hire anybody. I sent an acetate, and they wrote back and said, we can't hire you unless we see you. And I went down there and auditioned. And then came home, and a day or two later, they said, we'd like to have you aboard.
It was a big jump from old jobs selling newspapers and delivering dry cleaning.
I had gotten out of school in June, but I actually came down and started work at WTOP in May. So what I did, I had to ask the fellas who were going on vacation. I would assume their duties, but then I had to go back up and take a few exams. So by the time I took the exams, I owed the staff a ton of hours. And there were many a day where I'd open at 5 a.m. and close at 1 a.m.
His role here was filling in.
The only thing I could not do, I guess, they had two men who were the Lee Vickers and Reggie Allen. They were the presidential announcers. So one of them was always at the ready to introduce the president. That was the only thing I didn't or couldn't do, I assume.
In 1950, he was hired by the Dodgers, a job he's held for 66 years. He had the call when Hank Aaron passed Babe Ruth as the all-time home run leader.
What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol.
He's also covered golf, tennis, and the NFL, including that legendary Montana to Clark touchdown in the 1982 NFC Championship game.
Montana, looking, throwing in the end zone.
And then there was Kirk Gibson's game-winning home run in the 1988 World Series.
In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
Scully recently announced plans to return for another season, almost 7 decades since he started broadcasting.
It's the line from Dylan Thomas, and most of you probably know the same thing, where he wrote, "Do not go gentle into that good night, rage against the dying of the light." And I guess in a way that's what I'm doing.
Andrew Mollenbeck, WTOP News.